Time now, though, for extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. And joining us today, Stephanie Lulay, executive editor and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning, Wendy, and happy vacation to Bob.
Yeah, he's going to be on vacation. He's not sick. He's enjoying himself, really. All right, so let's talk about ice. There's a big event that's going to fight ice in Chicago. Why don't you tell us about that?
Earlier this week, there in seven neighborhoods across the city, hundreds showed up to pack whistle kits that Chicagoans can use to alert neighbors when immigration enforcement agents are nearby. These events, which we see popping up all over, they're dubbed Whistlemania, and they're giving neighbors, you know, who aren't happy with the ramped up immigration enforcement efforts under Operation Midway Blitz, they're really giving these neighbors a way to fight back against ICE. These kits include a whistle, a Know Your Rights printout, instructions on how and when to use the whistle, and rights cards that someone can hand to an immigration officer if they're detained. In all, just Tuesday night alone, neighbors helped pack more than 17,000 whistle kits that night. And, there are more of these events being planned across the city.
I just cannot believe what I'm seeing and hearing in the news with all these issues. Federal agents have shot some people, tear gassed. It is just, I feel like I'm in a bad dream right now.
Well, whatever is going on from the ground, we'll be there to tell you, Wendy.
Yes, you guys do a great job over at blackclubchicago.org. All right, so there were a bunch of lots owned by someone who's been dubbed the city's worst landowner, and they went up for sale. Explain what's going on here.
Yeah, after decades of building this real estate empire out of overgrown vacant lots in the poorest parts of Chicago, a suburban woman who's named Susie B. Wilson and her sister agreed earlier this year to auction off the properties to pay off their company's mounting debts. The city signed off on that plan, hoping that the sale of, we're talking about 800 properties here, the sale of these 800 properties on the south and west sides, the city hoped it would bring in millions of dollars to the city, would reduce blight, and that it would take properties out of the hands of people who just simply were not caring for these lots. Our investigation from Black Club's The Watch team and the Illinois Answers Project, we found that that auction failed to reach its lofty goals. And in fact, just one-third of those properties were sold in Chicago, leaving more than 500 lots still sitting vacant. That means that the city never got the money it anticipated, and it means that homeowners are still saddled with lots just full of weeds and with little prospect of a solution. That auction, the largest bulk land sale in the city's recent history, followed our reporting, which showed that companies owned by the sisters had accrued more than $15 million in unpaid rat-related violations across these vacant lots. Yes. So that's why the city's trying to recoup this money. You can read our investigation, which touches on how these vacant, unkept lots like these really do hurt neighborhoods at blackclubchicago.org.
And finally, some good news this morning, Stephanie. There's a new Trader Joe's coming to Fulton Market.
There is. And, you know, residents of the West Loop have long begged to get a Trader Joe's. I'm down here in Beverly on the south side. I also would like to beg for a Trader Joe's if anyone's listening. But the residents of the West Loop are very lucky. It's now happening for them. The grocery store will acre a 25-story tower at 170 North May Street, slated to open in 2027.
I love Trader Joe's, and I have one in LaGrange. So hopefully you get one soon, Stephanie.
Please, I'm ready.
Come on, you don't have any clout over there at Black Club Chicago. You can't make it happen.
I was thinking maybe certainly somebody listening to WGN right now could put in a call.
Maybe Joe himself.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you so much. We'll keep up to date with everything over at blackclubchicago.org. Have a great one.
Thanks, Wendy.
Stephanie Lulay, executive editor and co-founder of Black Club Chicago.